Nolte, Rachel Maddow 17 Most Audacious and Paranoid Russia Hoax Lies. By John Nolte on May 2, 2019. This list of Rachel Maddow's most audacious, reckless, and dangerous lies surrounding the Russia collusion hoax was compiled by the nation's Aaron Mate. This is his work, his effort, and well worth your time if you want to understand just how recklessly Maddow deliberately misled her audience for 2 years and why her ratings have now collapsed by double digits. Because MSNBC is an openly left-wing news out, basically leftist talk radio with pictures, I don't spend much energy critiquing it. If you're open about your biases and personal beliefs, go with God, let's have a debate. The toxic poison in our media ecosystem comes from outlets like CNN, The Washington Post, NBC News, and The New York Times. Outlets that pose as objective when they are actually to the left of MSNBC. This Maddow thing, though, is something altogether different. Bias is fine, lying, deceiving, misleading, fear-mongering with fake news, and abusing your perch on a major cable news network is not okay. I'm a big fan of openly partisan news outlets. But who in their right mind would continue to watch or listen to someone who lied with such shameless abandon? Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are not the top guys on radio. And in Hannity's case, the top guy on cable news, because they tell us what we want to hear. We trust them. They do not lie to us. And if they get something wrong, which is not very often, it is always a mistake made in good faith and it is always corrected. But as you will see below, Maddow did not just spend the last 2 years spreading serial lies and paranoia, she is now lying about her lying. For instance, even though we have the video to prove otherwise, a couple of weeks ago Maddow tried to gaslight her audience into believing she refused to let myself think about the compromising videotapes that don't exist, we were told Putin had of President Trump. Mate backs up each item on his list with devastating video, and I do mean devastating. Rachel Maddow makes Senator Joe McCarthy and Father Colin sound like Plato. Maddow tells her audience one thing while the facts in her chiron say another. Maddow lied to her audience with the false claim Attorney General Bill Barr was redacting the Mueller report on his own. This is not only no true, her own chiron at time read. Barr, special counsel is assisting with redactions. Just recently you were caught in real time lying to your audience. You claimed Barr was handling the redactions by himself. But the chiron, on screen right below, told viewers the truth. That Mueller was in fact assisting with the redactions, pic.twitter.com/rtsop2. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Just a couple weeks ago after the Mueller report debunked the entire Russia collision hoax, Maddow lied to her audience with the provably false claim she refused to let myself think about the Putin tapes, that don't exist. 4/BTW, just last week you falsely said that the one thing I refused to let myself think about was that Putin had tapes of Trump. The very prospect you had previously floated to posit that Putin may blackmail Trump into withdrawing troops. pic.twitter.com/xmc4uprjsk. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Which brings us to Maddow spreads evidence-free paranoia about Putin tapes. Maddow told her audience that Putin might use compromising video of Trump that does not exist to blackmail him into withdrawing troops. 3/There was that time in January 2017 when you speculated that Putin may use the P-tape and other compromat to force Trump into withdrawing U.S. troops near Russia. How did that one turn out? pic.twitter.com/zooksajakenb. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow sounds the alarm about Russia freezing Americans to death. Here's video of Maddow trying to start a war with Russia using paranoid speculation about Putin deliberately freezing the Dakotas to death. 5/Who could forget that time this past winter when you seized on life-threatening cold temperatures to fear-monger that Russia could kill Americans by knocking out their heat? pic.twitter.com/do2h4sbbq. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow suggests Trump takes orders directly from Putin. This is the stuff of street corner ranters begging for change. I once met a homeless guy who said he was married to Victoria Principal. He even showed me a photo of her, cut out of a magazine, to prove it. Maddow doesn't even respect her audience enough to cut out a photo. 6. There was that time when you explored the scenario under which Putin gives orders to his puppet Trump at an upcoming meeting. Do you think Putin ordered Trump to stage a coup in Venezuela/try to kill the German-Russia gas pipeline/nix the INF treaty? pic.twitter.com/cbsrgt2xr3. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow suggests Trump used Cohen to pay off Russian hackers. Maddow's lack of respect for her audience's intelligence and ability to discern the difference between informed speculation and what's been pulled from one's backside is mind-blowing. 7. How about that time when you speculated, citing the Steele dossier, that Cohen billed Trump $50,000 for tech services to pay off Russian hackers? It was actually to pay a U.S. firm. pic.twitter.com/tcqdn8mc4z. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow says Putin ordered Trump to bleed out FBI. 8. How about when you suggested that Putin has gotten Trump to bleed out the FBI? If Mueller and the FBI found proof of that, I missed that part of their report. pic.twitter.com/hfd0bywzlq. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow says Putin installed Rex Tillerson as Trump's Secretary of State. I'm running out of ways to smack my gob. 9. How about the time when you speculated that Putin installed Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State? pic.twitter.com/yokesps5. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow lies about White House hiding Trump-Putin transcript. Straight up lie. 10. How about when you claimed that the White House edited out a key question from the Trump-Putin presser? The WP showed that to be false, and the result of live video/audio switching issue. Yet you never corrected it. pic.twitter.com/learnpymctnq. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Maddow says Putin ordered Trump to end Korean War games. More proof Brian Stelter is the hackiest hack in hackdom. 11. Then there was that time when you lamented the suspension of U.S. war games in Korea, and speculated that it was the fault of Putin, pic.twitter.com/chudgihides. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. OMFG Russian pharmaceutical tycoon and wife attend Trump's inauguration. Pure paranoia and the exact same scare tactics and mind games Jim Jones used to keep his cult scared, bubbled, and uninformed. 12. Have we ever gotten to the bottom of your new scrutiny on Russians at Trump's inauguration in January 2017, aka a Russian couple who posted video of their attendance? pic.twitter.com/hookfswe. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. The secret plot to funnel money from the Russian government to the NRA. This isn't just fake news, it's nuts, it's the behavior of a neurotically unstable woman no one loves enough to save from herself. 15. How about when you speculated that Maria Butina may have played a role in a secret Russian government plot to funnel money to the NRA in order to influence the 2016 election? How did that one pan out? pic.twitter.com/ergsdotty. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Trump presidency is a Russian op. Brian Stelter is garbage. 16. How about when you said in 3-2017 that if the American presidency right now is the product of collusion between the Russian intelligence services and an American campaign, we need to start preparing for what the consequences are going to be if it proves to be true. Did it? pic.twitter.com/ro71died. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. #KidsForTrump #was Russia plot to destroy American democracy. Maddow is a total kook. 18. Or when you recently claimed that the #KidsForTrump. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 28, 2019. Russians installed Paul Manafort as Trump's campaign manager. No, seriously, Brian Stelter is total garbage. 19. Remember earlier where we saw you suggest that Russia chose Tillerson as Sec of State? How about also when you pondered the same about Paul Manafort? I mean, take the view from Moscow. If you know a guy who needs a presidential campaign manager, how about our friend Paul? pic.twitter.com/5xc4zach. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 29, 2019. Russia installed Trump to weaken parts of America that most annoy Vladimir Putin. That's only half of the neurotic madness in this clip. Maddow again says Russia installed Tillerson as Secretary of State and he is doing Russia's bidding by weakening Oregon, or something. 20/Speaking of installing Tillerson. Remember when you also speculated that Russia was actively getting Trump to weaken the parts of America that most annoy and that most undermine Vladimir Putin? And so that's why the State Department was hollowed out, disappeared, and muted? pic.twitter.com/6mx5qccq5f. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 29, 2019. I can't even. After telling her gullible audience Russia installed Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. After telling the suckers Tillerson was doing exactly what Russia wanted him to do as Secretary of State. Here is Maddow doing a shameless 180 with a delusion about Russia getting Tillerson fired. 20/Speaking of installing Tillerson. Remember when you also speculated that Russia was actively getting Trump to weaken the parts of America that most annoy and that most undermine Vladimir Putin? And so that's why the State Department was hollowed out, disappeared, and muted? pic.twitter.com/6mx5qccq5f. Aaron Mate, at ArrangeMate, April 29, 2019. And you had better believe there will be no retractions, no apologies, no corrections. Maddow will continue to make fools of her audience and her audience will continue to thank her for it and no one will ever hold her accountable because Brainstelter is garbage.